Welcome. I'm Elizabeth Williams Bushy of Inkless Tales at www.inklesstales.com, the website for children featuring stories, poems, interactive learning games, projects, math, music, and more. Hope you'll visit us on the web. In the meantime, enjoy the stories here at our podcast for kids. It's at http://inklesstales.wordpress.com, but you can also reach it from our homepage at www.inklesstales.com. Hope you like this next story. It's the true story of Little Miss Muffet by me, Elizabeth Williams Bushy. Here we go. The true story of Little Miss Muffet. Miss Muffet has gone down in history as a fragile, little frightened creature. But history has the word story in it. And that's just what Mother Goose tells everyone. Stories. Certainly it makes for better dramatics. And certainly the real tale has drama in it. But Mother Goose is notorious to all who know her for casting her own peculiar embellishments on the truth, if you want to know. Anything she feels that makes a tale more thrilling, especially if she leaves out the details that explain matters more thoroughly, is perfectly fine with her. Oh dear, can Mother Goose be frustrating, especially to someone who's looking for the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So for you folks out there interested in what really happened that afternoon, here it is, the true story of Little Miss Muffet. It was perhaps one of the very worst mornings on one of the sunniest, finest days at Muffet Manor, at least for our Little Miss. Her favorite breakfast of medium-boiled eggs had been utterly spoiled by her utterly spoiled big brother, Master Muffet, since he'd gone and pranked the kitchen maid, Catherine. Just as she'd been about to collect the eggs out back, poor Catherine had been startled to find that nasty Master Muffet had let the dogs into the henhouse. And they'd not only let the chickens out in a burst of feathers and noise, but they'd helped themselves to all the eggs. So, no eggs that morning for Little Miss Muffet. She hoped instead for some bread and jam, but with all the commotion, Catherine hadn't had time even to take the bread out of the oven, so it was burnt black. So, no bread and jam for Little Miss Muffet. She heard her brother chuckling down the hall. Little Miss Muffet sighed. She rarely said much, which worried her parents, Lord and Lady Muffet. But they had no idea their son was so very wretched, and that Miss Muffet dared say little, or risk setting him off in an anger that would make her life even more miserable. Little Miss Muffet sighed again. "Well," Catherine suggested, "we've got some cards in way you might consider." Better that than nothing, Little Miss Muffet thought to herself, and thanked Catherine. "If you like, Catherine," she said, "I'll help get the chickens back in while you get it." "There's a love," said Catherine gratefully, and Miss Muffet headed outside for some fresh air. On her way out, she tripped over an old tuffet that someone had put out to be thrown away. Tuffets were fancy, be-ribboned and colorful, but they were so very ornate that there was very little to be done in the way of cleaning these small footstools. Families that used tuffets simply threw them out and bought new ones after they got dirty and old. Tuffet makers did a brisk business in those days, selling replacement tuffets. "Just the kind of thing one expects on a day like this," Miss Muffet said to herself, got up, and dusted her skirts. When she came back in, after every chicken was back where it belonged, Miss Muffet settled herself gratefully back onto a kitchen chair and held up her spoon to dig into her curds and whey. You yourself have probably eaten curds and whey. Only nowadays, we call it cottage cheese. Meanwhile, while Miss Muffet was settling in, relaxing, ready to eat her cottage cheese, or curds and whey, or whatever you prefer to call it, she knew it not, but she was being watched. Before her spoon could reach the bowl mysteriously slid away from her. "Bowl?" Miss Muffet cried out. "When did you come alive?" "Heaven's sakes," Catherine said. "What is all this nonsense?" Miss Muffet reached across to try again with her spoon. Again, the bowl slid further away. Miss Muffet was now nearly lying upon the table. "Miss, come down from there at once," Catherine scolded. "But Catherine..." At last the two heard the laughter of Master Muffet as he came out from behind the door, holding up the string he had attached to the bowl. Miss Muffet grew angry and opened her mouth to shout, but Catherine wisely put a gentle finger on Miss Muffet's lips. "Here, darling, take your bowl out in the back garden and enjoy your breakfast, dearie." "Fine, then," she said, gave Master Muffet a furious look, and turned to storm out the kitchen door. Miss Muffet stopped short of the tuffet this time, grateful that she'd remembered it and not fallen over it. Miss Muffet looked back over her shoulder toward the door of the house and decided she didn't want to be anywhere near her brother. She put her bowl down, picked up the old ragged tuffet, and moved it far from the house underneath an old tree. Then she went to retrieve her bowl, sat down with a flounce, and sighed again. Meanwhile, while Miss Muffet was settling in, relaxing, ready to eat her cottage cheese, or curds and whey, or whatever you prefer to call it, she knew it not, but she was being watched. This time, however, the eyes watching her were kind and filled with gratitude. A largish, terribly sweet spider was poised in the leaves of the branches above her. This spider had spied the old, worn tuffet a few days ago, when it had been set out to be discarded. "What a fine home such a thing would make for my new babies and for me," this friendly spider had decided at once. "If only it were not so near the human house, for danger lurks in abundance for a spider like me." Now of all things, this wonderful girl had moved the wonderful tuffet far, far out of reach, where no one would ever move it, or look for it, or make trouble for a spider family ever. The spider trembled with gratitude. The spider wished for 8 more arms with which to embrace more enthusiastically this child who had brought, as if a gift, the perfect new home for her family. "I simply must, I must, I must run a thread down to her and let her know how enormously happy she has made us all," the spider said to herself. And so she did. She let out a silvery thread, thin as the air but stronger than steel, and the spider gracefully danced down the line until she was at the precise eye level of her rescuer, Miss Muffet. Of course, at eye-to-eye level, the spider looked enormous to Miss Muffet. And, of course, when you have had the worst morning of your life, and you are now at last sitting peacefully under an old tree in the beautiful calm sunshine, the very last thing you expect to see are giant, hairy spider eyes, however beautiful, friendly, or grateful they may be. And until you grow quite used to them, spider smiles can, admittedly, be a bit off-putting, featuring as they do their spiky, sharp mandibles. So although the following makes a wonderfully dramatic nursery rhyme, poor Miss Muffet can hardly be blamed for what she did next, which was first to attempt to cry out, although it came from her throat as a mere gurgle. "What's that you said, darling?" "I couldn't make it out," the sweet spider said gently. That tore it for Miss Muffet, who finally managed a real cry, tipped over the curds and whey all over her dress, stood up, knocking the spider right onto her golden curls, and ran for the house. Catherine grabbed her as she flew by, but all Miss Muffet could do was babble what seemed like nonsense. However, wise old Catherine understood anyway. "Spider, you say, dearie? Well, now, seems to me you might want to head back out there and see what yon spider might have to say to you. Spiders ain't a bad lot, you know. They seem a bit frightening, but all they really do is take care of the real pests about. And you know, dear, looks are a bit deceiving. I think we both know a young boy around here what has a lord and lady convinced he's quite an angel. And that ain't quite the truth, is it? So perhaps some things rate some proper investigation, don't they?" Miss Muffet stopped squirming and looked Catherine right in the eye. "I believe you're right," she said, and headed bravely back into the garden, where the spider was patiently waiting. You see, the spider had been around long enough that Miss Muffet's reaction was no surprise, and she was delighted beyond measure to see her return. The two sat together and spoke for hours, becoming fast friends in no time. The spider herself had had 32 older brothers, so she was well aware of the burden Miss Muffet faced. In fact, the spider even had a possible solution. "The least I can do to repay you," she said. The next day, Miss Muffet stood quietly reading a book in the great hallway of Muffet Manor, when her brother crept up silently behind her. As he pounced, however, he found himself caught in a giant invisible web, caught the same as any fly. "Help!" he cried, beginning to cry just like a baby. For all bullies, you see, are really babies. "Sister, help me!" But before Miss Muffet could even respond, although she did turn around with a smile of her own, Master Muffet heard a silken voice in his ear. "I am the friend and defender of your sister, and you must listen closely," said the voice in his ear. "Where are you? I can't see you." "And you never shall see me," the voice continued. "But worse than this will happen to you if ever you trouble my friend again."
"Never!" Master Muffet pleaded. "Just let me down, please."
"Rest assured, I will know, and I will always be watching."
You have my promise. Now, please, let me down."
The voice was gone, and Master Muffet watched as Miss Muffet walked away, too.
"Wait, where are you going?"
"Ta-ta, brother dear," said Miss Muffet, although she was really going to the kitchen to get Catherine's help to get him down.
"Help!" cried Master Muffet. "I'll never torture you again, I swear."
"What do you mean by that?" It was Lord and Lady Muffet, who had just happened by the hall. Master Muffet was confessing all, just as Miss Muffet and Catherine returned with scissors. After that, Master Muffet was a brand new boy. He was kind, courteous, and helpful to all in his family, especially his little sister. And he, Miss Muffet, and the spider were friends for the rest of their lives. Now that's the part Mother Goose left out. The end.
Well, I hope you liked that story from the Inkless Tales podcast for kids. Come visit us every month now that school's started again for a new story. Have a great, great time. Come visit us on www.inklesstales.com for more fun stuff. I'm Elizabeth Williams-Bushy, and this is The End.